Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven optimally through the application of its timeless principles. We've been speaking about kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural with a focus on the sixth key, which is that you should be filled with the Spirit. And we have discussed quite a number of benefits of being filled with the Spirit. So in our last episode, we started discussing how to be filled and be refilled with the Spirit of God. How to be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. We discussed two points. The first one is that you must be born again. You must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because the Holy Spirit is for those people who are kingdom citizens, citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And the Holy Spirit is for believers, the same people who are kingdom citizens. The second thing we said is that for you to be filled with the Spirit of God, you have to have hunger and thirst for God, a genuine hunger and thirst for God. Today we continue with the same in terms of what you need to do to be filled and continually refilled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled and continually refilled with the Holy Spirit, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and to continue to experience the refilling of the Spirit. So let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13. This was Jesus speaking to his disciples, teaching them about prayer. So this is the third point now we are discussing. The third point is that you should ask God for the infilling of the Spirit. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, the third point is that you should ask God for the infilling and the refilling of the Spirit. If you want to receive the baptism of the Spirit, go ask God. Because Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. So, Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13 says this. He says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" You see, so he's saying, like, how much more? That if you ask for the Holy Spirit, then it's the Holy Spirit you will get. Because it says, like, if the earthly fathers, when the sons ask them for anything, that's what they receive. So how much more our Heavenly Father will give good gifts to us? He says that if we ask for the Father in heaven for the Holy Spirit, he will give us the Holy Spirit. So if you want to be filled with the Spirit of God, ask in prayer for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Father for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is what Jesus was telling his disciples. And he told them again just before he was taken up into heaven, before he ascended to heaven after his resurrection, after he had been speaking to them about the kingdom of heaven. So when you go to Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, and then we'll read 12 to 14, this is what the scriptures say. He was speaking to them. he says in verse 4, "On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" So you see, he's telling them not to leave Jerusalem. Why? Because they should wait for the Father, the gift of the Spirit. Wait how? In prayer. How do you know that? From verse 12 to 14, it continues, the same chapter, chapter 1 of Acts. It says, "Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. Verse 14 says this, it says, they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So you can see, they were now, what they decided to do is like, they joined in prayer together. They were waiting for the Spirit of God. That's what Jesus had told them not to leave. And what happened? If you go to chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, it says when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. See, they waited for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came, just as Jesus had promised, because they asked for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came. So they were not just asking once, they kept asking. They kept asking and praying. Persistent prayer. Persistent prayer yields results. So when you pray for the Spirit, it doesn't seem like you're filled. You experience a feeling, or you experience the refilling. If you've already experienced the initial baptism of the Spirit, then what happens is that you continue praying, and the Spirit of God will one day come as He came on the day of Pentecost. And one of the things that also this shows you is that corporate prayer is very powerful, because they were praying together. So one of the ways to accelerate the experience of the baptism of the Spirit is to have corporate prayer and fasting. Corporate prayer, and I would add with fasting. We are not told whether they are fasting, but it says corporate prayer. But we know from our last episode that one of the ingredients for being filled with the Spirit is hunger and thirst. And you express that also by fasting, by prayer and fasting. You hunger for God and you seek God, and God will show up. Let me read to you a book, an excerpt from a book called The Wigglesworth Standard. This book is about, it was written by Peter J. Madden. It's about Smith Wigglesworth, the man who God used mightily in his days. He was actually an illiterate plumber, but he even taught himself eventually to read, and was able to now read the Bible and even to preach, because the Spirit of God helped him. So he performed so many miracles, even raised 14 people from the dead. So now this is what happens, because it's the author analyzes and says that one of the keys of the success of ministry was the baptism of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. So what happened is this what it says. It says, the book says, I'll read a few pages. It says, the Holy Spirit was being poured out in an Anglican church in Sunderland, England, under the ministry of the Reverend Alexander Body. The first major outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the modern times had occurred the year before at Azusa Street in Los Angeles, California. It was spreading to England and other parts of the world. Shortly after his healing, a man who had been remarkably cured of leg cancer under Wigglesworth's ministry heard about what was occurring in Sunderland. He told Wigglesworth as much as he knew and offered to pay Wigglesworth's expenses. To pay Wigglesworth's expenses should he like to go to find out what was happening. Wigglesworth was 48 years old. You can see how old he is, and the stage at which the Spirit came. When he made the journey to Sunderland, this trip will radically alter his life and ultimately change thousands upon thousands of other lives, as God used him to take the message of Pentecost to many nations around the world. Up to this point, Wigoso had experienced several events that had been labeled the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptism in the Holy Spirit. In his early days with the Salvation Army, people would often fall on the ground under God's power during their prayer meetings. Sometimes they would be there all night. Some thought that this was the baptism. Later on, after a 10-day fast, Wigoso experienced a level of blessing and sanctification that had profound effect on his life. So you see the hunger in his life, the hunger and thirst for God, for the Spirit. Then he continues and says this, he was delivered of a previously unimaginable temper. Afterwards, he was able to speak a little more freely. At the time, he considered this to be the baptism in the Holy Spirit. In fact, he believed that he had been baptized in the Spirit right up until the time he went to Sunderland, telling those in the meetings so. Even with the preconception, Wigglesworth's intense anger drove him on, seeking for more. He disturbed many of the meetings because he spoke of what was on his mind, sometimes very bluntly. Many of the people there rebuked him for this. A missionary from India especially criticized him for spoiling their meetings. Wigglesworth tried to justify himself, ended up in a very unpleasant discussion with the missionary. However, God brought them together the following night. Wigglesworth had misplaced his key and was locked out of his room. Spending the night together in the missionary's room, the two men prayed as God led them. As they interceded through the night, a mighty blessing and anointing filled their room. For 4 days, Wigglesworth sought God intensely in prayer. Remember I said, the key is asking. Keep on asking. Wanting nothing but God. Though the power and blessing of God were upon him, Wigglesworth still hadn't received what those at the seeking meetings were talked about. He decided it was time to go home. In the course of leaving, he dropped by the vicarage to say goodbye. Mrs. Bodie, the pastor's wife, told him boldly that he needed the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Despite what he thought, and she proceeded to lay hands on him in prayer. Shortly afterwards, Mrs. Bodie left the room to answer a knock on the door, and the fire of God fell. Wigglesworth was bathed in a glorious power and received a consciousness that he was cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So real was this consciousness that he cried out, "Clean, clean, hallelujah." He had received his Pentecost. But this wasn't all. Filled with joy, he had a vision of the empty cross and of Jesus exalted at the right hand of the Father. Finally, praise in an unknown language started flowing from his lips. He was speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave him utterance. That's according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, which we just read earlier. Wigglesworth's hunger had at last won through all his preconceptions, through all that was thought about him, and through the rebukes he had received. Spiritual hunger is the driving factor, the force that will carry us through all the opposition. It is the characteristic that makes a man or woman stand out in the kingdom of God. Some of those who had rebuked Wigglesworth had been seeking and waiting for the baptism for months, but they had not received. When they heard that this disruptive man had received it after only a few days, they became very discontented. God used Wigglesworth, even in his own baptism, to provoke them to jealousy and to emulation. A new hunger came into the meetings in Sunderland from that day. In a short period, 50 of them received the Holy Spirit baptism. So you can see that the keys, after being first being born again, as we said last time, and we also said last time, hunger and thirst for God, the next key is prayer. Asking for the Holy Spirit in prayer. Asking for the Holy Spirit in prayer. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, as we read in Luke chapter 11, you receive the Spirit of God. And that the disciples of Jesus, the apostles and the 120 disciples, all of them, totally 120, they asked for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came mightily on the day of Pentecost. So, if you want to be filled and to be refilled with the Holy Spirit, then ask for the Holy Spirit to ask God, ask the Father for the Holy Spirit to refill you, and you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You will receive a fresh baptism if you are baptized already in the Holy Ghost. Baptism means immersion in the Spirit of God. You know, it's like in those days the word used baptizo meant like you are soaked in dye. It's like a cloth was soaked in dye. That's what it means to be baptized in the Spirit of God. So that's why people insist on baptism. The Baptist churches insist on baptism by immersion, and many other denominations, is because they are just trying to draw that word that was used in those days. You are immersed in the water. So in those days, it's like you are baptized. It's like the cloth was soaked in dye. So when you're talking about the being baptized with the Holy Ghost, you're speaking about you are soaked in the Holy Spirit. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you want to be filled and continually refilled with the Holy Spirit, ask the Father in prayer in the name of Jesus and persist until you experience that. So as we conclude this episode, I want to reflect on what you have discussed. Are you the kind of person who prays once and forgets about it? Have you asked, or maybe have you desired the baptism of the Spirit, but you have not asked God for it? Have you desired to be filled, or you a fresh experience of being refilled, but you have not asked God for it? Or have you asked once and stopped? You have not been persistent like the disciple, or you have not expressed your anger continually like Smith Wigglesworth and experienced. But there's a treasure, there's a lot in store for you if you pursue, because the scriptures say, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened for you, because everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, everyone who knocks, the door is opened. It's for everyone. This promise is for everyone, as Peter told the crowd that he was speaking of. It's for everyone who will believe. Yeah, everyone who will believe. That's the promise. The promise is for everyone. It's we discussed this in the last episode. This is in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 38. It says, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the brothers, apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39 says, the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. That's everybody who is in Christ. If you have been blessed by this episode, I would like you to share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member, and maybe even post it on your social media platform, or share it with their leaders in church who you think need the message. And I would also like you to subscribe so that and encourage them to do the same, so that they don't miss any episode in the future. Otherwise, may God bless you. May God release grace for you to hunger and thirst for Him, for the Holy Spirit, and to pray persistently until you are filled and continually refilled with the Holy Ghost, and thereby enter into all the benefits of walking in the supernatural that you have discussed by being filled with the Spirit of God. God bless you.